and Roll Tuesday, ladies and gentlemen. This is 97.9 FM WCHL. About to play some rock and roll.
Johnny
was born in a crossfire hurricane. How you doing, man?
That's good. All right, thank folks, you. When I come in and it's Rock and Roll Tuesday, there's kind of an added step, an added little pop. There's a little, he's got a little giddy up in the in his hitch.
Well, last week on Rock and Roll Tuesday, you had a
question
about
Winter.
Edgar Winter, Johnny's brother.
Yeah, so. Are they twins? No, they're just brothers.
No, just brothers. Frankenstein.
Yeah.
Instrumental.
Today we're doing number one hits.
All right. Let's see if everybody knows this one.
Yeah. Now, folks, I'm going to tell you right now, this is an easy one.
Oh, really?
That's why I'm going to make it a little tough. Okay?
It's an easy one, so that's why we're going to make it a little tough.
It's kind of like a Yogi Berra thing.
What the heck does that
mean? It's a Yogi Berra.
Right.
Are the shadows long out there in the left field, Yogi? Yeah, it gets late out there early.
That's right. Nobody goes there anymore. It's too crowded.
Why don't you go to Toot Shore anymore, New York? Nobody goes there. Too crowded.
If you see a fork in the road, take it.
Yes. I want everybody to line up alphabetically by height. That was Casey Stengel.
Yeah. All right. Don't get your Yankees mixed up.
All right, here we go. Tomorrow, the 29th of May. The 29th of May, tomorrow, 1965.
Mm-hmm.
This tune that Ron is about to play on a label that swirled orange and yellow was the number one song in America. You've got to name the tune, the artist, and the label.
It sounds good.
All right, you got it?
Well,
that
is tough. You're making it tougher.
Well, no. This is, I think everybody should get this. But you got it? Here,
okay. All right, well, I'm not looking at it. So.
Oh, turn it over. You got the B side.
All right. Okay. I got it on the right side now?
Yeah, you're good.
All right, here we go. I'm going to drop the
needle. Watching that orange and yellow swirl.
All right, everybody listen carefully.
Here we go.
I'm going to do the same thing.
Well, since she put me down, I've been up to an in my head. I come in late at night.
Help Me, Rhonda, Beach Boys.
Yes!
Capitol.
Capitol Records.
Orange and yellow label.
Which was a subsidiary of EMI from England.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So, Help Me, Rhonda, which was
the single version of
Brian and the boys had done back on the Beach Boys Today album, which was more shallow and Brian was messing around with volume button in the production studio. Help Me, Rhonda was a cleaner thing, better single. And then, of course, it was the Beach Boys and on Capitol Record label.
Beach Boys had some great harmonies. And, you know, I never really fully appreciated the Beach Boys until much later in life.
Oh, yeah. Well,
you go back and listen to their songs.
Everybody thought it was just, you know, the surfing car stuff.
Yeah. Well, they got kind of stereotyped with that. But
they did
some much other great stuff.
Oh, my gosh.
I never really cared for the surfing music or the songs about, you know,
hot rods,
cars and all that kind of stuff. But it's their other stuff that was awesome.
Oh, wow.
I mean, it still is.
I mean, you listen to that 66 Pet Sounds album, you're like, are you kidding me?
Fantastic.
And that day and time?
Yeah.
Whoa!
Brian Wilson was a genius, and I don't think all his brain cells are working these days, but he's still
Well, I'll tell you what, the Beach Boy albums they put out maybe a year or so ago, year and a half ago, it's pretty doggone good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was good.
They also, there was also a live CD that just came out from their tour.
Really?
Yeah, I just saw it.
It just came out?
A couple of days ago.
No, I'd be interested.
Or it's coming out.
Okay.
I don't think it's been released yet, or it's about to be released any day now. And on the cover is a picture of them taken from the back. You can see them on stage.
Right.
And the crowd beyond them and everything.
That's cool.
And it's...
That's cool.
The picture I saw was black and white. I don't know if it's actually that color.
All right.
But
I'll pick up my Rolling Stone and see what's going on.
Yeah, I think that's where I got it.
But how about the 60s for a decade? I mean, Help Me, Rhonda knocked out the number one tune, Ticket to Ride.
It had to be a Beatles song.
Beatles song. And then 2 weeks later, Help Me, Rhonda gave way to Back in My Arms Again.
Wow. By the Supremes.
That was fun.
Some great music back then.
Well, we're being biased, but...
Yeah, exactly.
That's right.
I still think it's the best decade of music ever.
It was very creative.
Yes, it was.
And the learning curve was unbelievable.
Thank you, Freddie.
Hey, I'll see you mañana.
You got it.